Okay. Tuesday, December 16, 2025. 4:11 a.m. Okay. So I've been let me get this moving over here. I've been up since 2:30. Got a lot of stuff done so far. Been painting here. Of course, like I said, everything I paint, I got the attitude that when I come around there again, yeah, I can paint over it. Okay, I'll probably just paint over what I'm painting right now. Because otherwise, because that's what kind of painting is, that you're building upon something that you don't know where you're going. So if you put it down, oh, look at that. Is that spilling? No. Good. If you put something down and you keep it that way and you work all around that, then the painting becomes that what you don't want to paint over instead of the whole painting. Okay? Does it make any sense? I don't know. Because you really don't know where you're going. You have an idea of where you want to go, but you don't really know how you're going to get there. Okay? Because it's infinite. There's an infinite number of ways to get to your idea. And the best thing to do is to keep it all open. And because you know, the thing is if you know if you're moving away from your idea, okay? You put something down and, oh, yeah, this is not going there. So you kind of like adjust it and whatever, maybe add some more of this, add some more of that. You know, add some more, add some more intensity or add some more hue, you know, add some more brightness or darkness. That's just the way it is because, you know, that's all you got. But you know when you're not going towards your idea. So, but let me get working here because I really don't have that much time anymore, it seems like. Yesterday I did do some painting, but then I had to go get my eye injection and also my lab draw for my blood thinner. And that was like right in the middle of the day. So I said, okay, I painted in the morning. I walked the dog. I came back. I got some stuff done. I was also running the freeze dryer yesterday, so I had to deal with that. So I had a lot of stuff to do yesterday, but I did get to do some painting in the morning. I actually got up at 1:30, so I was able to paint starting fairly early. Anyway, I have been working on the 1, 2, 3, 4 windows. Well, one's three windows, and one's the opening to the screen door, the screen and the screen door. And I've been working on the images inside those. And I remember my father out in the fields plowing, and I don't know why he did, but I remember him plowing into the darkness. You know, I mean, he was out there in the dark plowing with the caterpillar pulling one of those blades behind there, turning up the dirt and stuff. And maybe because he had to get it done by a certain time, so or he wanted to get it done and just stayed out there. So I wonder how he got paid. You know, I don't think he got paid by the hour. That'd be a good question to ask somebody somewhere. The only person I could ask, my sister, I don't know if she knows. I should ask my mom that kind of a question back then. So, and then also across the street, there was this big, I think it was concrete post, a whitewashed concrete post that was on the other side. Now, I think it was like the end of a wall or something. I can't really remember. That was there. Then also next to it was a chicken coop. Behind that was the a big barn, and to the right of it was another building that extended all the way to the west. So and then the next window, which is looking west, you could see the sunset with another big barn in the distance and the rest of that building kind of like moving over there. And I remember at that intersection, because there's a road that goes towards the barn from the house. It actually comes right in front of the house and out that way. And to the right of that barn out there is the road outside the farm. But to the left is to where there is a housing for other farm workers. I think more of the migrant farm workers, because it wasn't always filled there. There was, when they had work to do, it was like full of Filipinos. But right at that intersection, I remember there was a live oak tree that we used to walk across the leaves, because it was just a big pile of leaves under there. And I also remember that there were that's where you could see a lot of monarch butterflies calling on that tree. And I don't know why, but they were. And beyond that was there was about two or three eucalyptus trees, maybe more. To the left. So that's pretty much what's going on with that. But anyway, so let me get painting here. Otherwise, I'm going to waste the day just talking. Be back in a bit. Okay?
Just a loudmouth Yankee, I went down to Mexico. I didn't have much time to spend, about a week or so. There I lightly took advantage of a girl who loved me so. But I found myself thinking when the time had come to go. What am I?
I should be dressed and ready on my walk here pretty soon. I'm getting ready to go here. 5:56. I've been leaving about 20 after 6. And it's still dark outside, but it lightens up soon after. And I seem to avoid a lot of dogs and stuff. Other people with their dogs, which is nice. And it's been cold, that's for sure. I'm still wearing my shorts. But it doesn't seem to bother me too much. I feel exhilarated when I'm walking in the cold. So it's kind of a different feeling for me. So let me get going here. Otherwise, the dog's going to be very upset with me. Okay, 10:06 a.m. Getting on here a little late, but I'm going to do some painting. We've got something else to do this afternoon around 1:30, so I'll paint probably till 12 or so, maybe a little after, and try to get a little bit more done. But you can hear the dryer going in the back, and I also got my heater on here in the studio / garage, and keeps it pretty toasty, which is nice. Don't have to deal with a cold. Anyway, so let me get back to painting. It is Tuesday afternoon, 12:15 p.m. Well, I've got stuff to do this afternoon, so I'm going to stop painting. And, okay, so, boy, things are coming along pretty good. I worked on the outside of that room. And look, you can see through the window and the screen door opening and the window and then the window. And I worked on that. I worked on the countertop of the cabinets where the sink is, and I worked on the face of the refrigerator. I had to redraw that. And so by redrawing it, it's either going to be okay. No, I gotta paint over it again. when you redraw over stuff, it's like you can put a lot of paint on it, but you're still going to see something from below. So it's easier just to go ahead and paint it and not put too much paint on there. Come back, let it dry, come back and sand it over a little bit and then paint it again. And it actually looked a lot better. And you've got it redrawn. So, yeah, let me get going here. Got everything cleaned up, so I better go. Take care.